I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The World lost an incredible champion of human rights this past weekend, Pakistani human rights lawyer Asma Jahangir. She was 66 and had suffered a heart attack. Maryam Kasana is a politics editor at Bustle and joins us from New York City to talk about Asma Jahangir's legacy and her influence. So growing up, what were your impressions of Asma Jahangir?
I think one of the first things I remember about her back then in like seventh grade was my father just introduced me to parliamentary debating, which is a huge, huge activity in Pakistani schools and, you know, universities. Teams come into from Turkey, from India, from China, from Iran, and it gets really intense. And so many people look for their favorite people. You know, like if you ever got into speeches, you always looked at someone and thought, I want to talk like this person.
Hmm. We were beaten badly, slapped around, picked up, thrown in the police van. And the more repression that was on us, the more our resolve.
I'd look at her and I'd think, I really want to talk with that kind of force.
So, Maureen, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Virginia till I was about 10. And then after that, we moved to Pakistan. Really big things happened. The 9/11, the invasion of Afghanistan, the lawyers movement. And Asma Jahangir had been one of the main figures in speaking against human rights violations at that time. And so she sometimes, you know, sometimes she seemed to be the only woman at the forefront, but she inspired so many other women to come forward and, you know, follow her path in terms of speaking up and not backing down at all.
You found inspiration in this one woman. What did she represent to you and your politics during this time?
I think for many people on the left, like myself and other people, especially younger women, she just represented this idea, this possibility that no matter how male-dominated your field is, whether it's law, whether it's media, there's no excuse for you to think just because it's dominated by men, just because it's a patriarchal system, I have no, you know, means of getting up and speaking up. And she really, she taught us that you don't really have to, you know, give in to those kind of conditions. I'm talking about someone who, I work in journalism, right? So I have most of the time nothing to do with law. She's talking about holding media accountable. And I started my career in journalism in Pakistan in print at The Nation. And I would read her and I would remember that I never, ever want to be on the receiving end of Asma Jahangir's criticism in terms of being a bad journalist. Mm. And that really kept me in line. And I will never, ever be able to pay her back for that.
Do you have a good example of an episode where she did hold power accountable and how that inspired you?
She never limited her praxis, her philosophy, her, most importantly, her empathy to, you know, provincial borders. She never did that. She extended it to all provinces. Not only that, she wasn't limited to Pakistan only. This is amazing about her. She spoke consistently in favor of, you know, liberating Kashmiris, liberating Palestinians. This woman never really remained parochial or super nationalist about her idea of what liberation should look like. Her idea of a world was humanist. It was very kind. It was very loving. And above all, it was very, very just. I guess to me, I mean, I'm 28, but I sometimes feel really old. I look at her and her energy, even till this point, was just so, you know, so impressive. I'd be thinking, I really need to up my game if I ever want to reach that level.
I mean, some of the reports and obituaries this weekend about Asma Jahangir kind of suggest that even her most vociferous opponents had this respect for her. Why? Can you explain that?
You could tell they respected how she would never back down. She didn't care what you called her. She dressed simply. She spoke loudly. And that really, even in her biggest enemies, taught her this, even taught them this lesson that there is no silencing this woman.
So, Maureen, you're here in the States. When you look at this bloc known as the resistance, as in resisting Donald Trump, a lot of people see it as somewhat diffuse and multi-pronged. What would be the Asma Jahangir critique of the U.S. resistance? What do you think she would have said?
I think she would definitely say that, you know, you need to start looking at, you know, Donald Trump as a symptom of a much bigger problem. He is not the sum total of what you're suffering right now. He is definitely a problem. In that sense, she would have some very, very uncomfortable truths to share with the resistance. And she would, I'm pretty sure, giving her own political record, if you had the chance to read and everything, she was not exactly pro-Democrats either. She definitely saw problems with them, too.
What do you hope to implement from what you've learned from Asma Jahangir?
I guess the ultimate goal for anyone who's been inspired by Asma Jahangir is to be honest, to be incredibly, incredibly humane, incredibly honest, and not be afraid.
Maureen Khassana, political editor at Bustle in New York, helping us remember Pakistani human rights activist Asma Jahangir, who died this past weekend in Lahore.